Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to New Bremen, where our Indians are going to take on the New Bremen Cardinals here today in the sectional final game. The Indians come in, I believe, at 12 and 11, I believe. I think they were one game over 500. And the Cardinals, what I have here is they're coming in at 14 and 7. That may not be exactly up to date, but that's approximately right. And the same record as we have in the MAC, which is 4 wins, 5 losses. Or I think we're 5-4. They're 4-5, excuse me. So the Indians are going to be, let's see, I'm trying to find, it looks like they don't have a pitcher. There we go. Oh, okay, Keening, Nolan Keening is going to be their pitcher today. I believe that's their ace. And the Indians are going to put Bo Tin on the mound. He has a very low ERA, but we haven't been able to score any runs for him. So we're hoping that this is going to be a little bit better than it had been last game on Tuesday when we played Lima Central Catholic. We put some runs on the board. We got hits when we needed them. We did what we were supposed to do. So I'm hoping that's the beginning of a new thing going on here, because we have left runners upon runners on base the last few weeks. And our pitchers have pitched great games, and we haven't had timely hits. So right now the umpires and the coaches are going over the rules and things like that. They're checking everything out. Also, we should have no problem here, but if we haven't had problems, Rob Weaver 100.9 is broadcasting the game also. He's not on the air yet, but he will be very shortly. He usually goes on after the national anthem. Again, the Indians sectional final here at New Bremen, and we're hoping that we can get things continue getting things going with our bats like we have the last couple of games. So we did very well on Tuesday, and if we keep doing that, we are going to be hard to beat, because we have two really good pitchers between Alex Dews and Bo Tin. They are really, really, really good pitchers. So looks like they're getting ready to do the national anthem, so we will take a break here and be back in just a minute.
Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Toby with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Toby at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-9494.
0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Thiele, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to New Bremen, where our Indians are taking on the Cardinals sectional final. They're doing the introductions. I'll just kind of go through things here. Indians will bat first, and that'll be our usual lineup for at least the most part. Landon Post, Caden Grizzy, Troy Homan, Cale Rammel, Daniel Patch, Sage Wendell, Bo Tin, Rix Toby, and Alex Dews. So that's for the Indians. For the New Bremen Cardinals, it'll be Aaron Thiemann, Johnny Heitkamp, Nolan Keening, Jack Saylor, Gavin Quellhorst, Roger Muther, Maddox Wells, Caleb Keller, and Carson Keller. So that's the lineup for the batting order for the New Bremen Cardinals. And we'll have Nolan Keening will be the pitcher today for the Cardinals. And Mayor Dave Kalp and Mr. Harold Feely are here, and they'll be
Hello, Mike Spence.
They'll be taking care of stuff for us today.
How are you, Spencey boy?
Well, not too bad. It's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Nice sectional day. Championship.
Yes. It's as good as it gets, I think.
Well, I tell you what. P and I was talking on the way over here, and we just give some run support. We think Bo will do good.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, he's been lights out pitching.
I think we hit this kid pretty good last time.
So he pitched against us the first time. I missed the first game. So this is the first time I've seen New Bremen play this year.
Yep. He's as Bo was saying last night on Sports Talk, he's one of the best pitchers in the league, one of the best pitchers around, but so are Alex and Bo.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
We just need to get some breaks, get some timely hitting. As I said last night, if we have
get about three innings, first inning,
yeah,
be
no
big.
Wild pitches and no pass balls and no errors, and I like our chances.
We'll take our chances.
We just got to hit the ball. All right, we're getting ready here for the top of the first inning. Landon Post is going to step in the old batter's box, and here we go with pitch number one. That one's low and away, ball one.
A little low. All right, Landon, get something good here.
Yeah, it's always big when we get Landon, get him that first hit.
Yeah, leadoff batter on.
That pitch right there, right across the heart of the plate for a strike. One ball, one strike. Caden Greasy on deck here for the Indians, followed by T-Rex Home. That one's low. Ball two. Two and one to count now. Beautiful evening here at Cardinal Field.
Gorgeous. Owen Keening's a junior.
That pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Did we make it to the districts last year?
No, I don't think so.
trying to think. Our tournament run last year, I think we played a home game.
No, actually, didn't we? Yeah, we didn't we play up in Lima or something?
That one's low.
Yeah, we played Lima Perry.
Yeah, I was thinking we played
we
Lima
drove,
Perry.
Yeah, and, we went up to
we got beat.
Yeah, we got up there. We did pretty well.
Yeah, beautiful field. Did that one hit him? It's only ball three, isn't it?
It was ball three, but I believe it's a...
Wait a minute. We're going to see what happens here because I think it's 3-2.
Yep. I think umpire might have had something messed up. That's why everybody was confused.
The same guy we had.
By golly, the only thing that we know is that we were right. It is 3-2.
Yep. Three balls, two strikes.
Unless they changed the rules overnight. You got to get four balls.
Well, you know, maybe they could maybe they did do it to help us out a little bit.
We'll see what happens. Here comes the 3-2. That one is swung on and out of play.
A little late there, a little tardy.
About 3 feet higher, and that would have scattered some fans. That fence down right field line is only 3 feet high.
So I'm looking over there. I thought maybe it went up in the air. It stayed down. Here comes the 3-2 again. That
ball
one's inside.
Four.
Ball
now
four.
He can take her off.
Yep.
All right, so base on balls there by Landon. Gets our first base runner on base.
All right, Caden Greasy, let's get him around here.
I don't remember the catcher's arm, so I'm gonna assume that Landon's gonna try to get a lead, and if something gets away from him, we'll give it a try.
See what happens here.
All right, Caden stepping in here. He had a big triple the other night. That pitch is outside, ball one.
Yeah, he went out triple in the first inning and
didn't get him home.
No, that's all that happened on that.
Actually, that was our one hit until we got to the sixth inning.
Yep.
And we had three runs at that time. That's high. Ball
all
two.
High. That'll wait. Look.
We'll good
take,
eye, Caden.
We'll take
good
a walk
eye.
Here, Caden.
Absolutely. Put a two couple on. Guys on. T-Rex on deck here.
Absolutely.
Go, Caden.
Caden started out the season bottom of the order and moved his way up pretty fast.
Yes, he did. Hits the ball well.
He does see the ball good.
That one's on the outside edge for a strike. Two balls and a strike now. Nobody out. Runner on first.
It's hard for me to remember that he's a sophomore.
Yeah.
Because he played last year quite a bit.
That one swung on, and that's up in the air coming
right
back our way, and that's going to be over the
high ball.
Third base dugout. Out of play.
Evens the count now, 2-2, huh?
2-2 down.
I'm glad it went that way because I had no idea where it was.
I had to say
it was straight up. Cowboy was all over it.
I'm good with that then.
Unless I had to get out of my seat, then you're going to take a conquer. I can reach you over, you're all right. Otherwise, clunk.
So we ought to get his helmets?
Yeah, we
might need some helmets.
Here comes a 2-2. That swung on.
It's hot.
Popped up and out towards the left fielder. Left fielder coming in hard now. He's following it, and then the center fielder comes over and makes a play for out number one.
Yeah, I was watching the left fielder, too.
He kept looking at the left fielder like, you going to catch it?
Honestly, I keep looking up, and I am right smack dab in that sun.
I
can't find it.
It's a tough one to find.
I should have stayed over by the other dugout. But that was theirs instead of ours. So.
We'll give that to old Radio Rob over there.
Radio Rob.
Yeah, I had plenty of room. We could have both been over there. But
Troy, boy, why don't you bunt one down third base?
Yeah, that one's way high over Troy's head for a ball. Kid's got some gas. I'll give him that.
Yeah. A little inconsistent so far, though.
So
keep
far,
working him.
Trouble finding the plate.
We just got to keep working him.
Oh, swing and a miss right there. Good pitch and good cut by Troy. Just a little bit of...
Just on top of it a little bit?
Yeah, just on top of it. That's exactly right.
I'd say Landon might be going.
Troy calls time, steps out of the box.
Come on, 11. One time here.
One ball, one strike.
These guys are the 6 seed? 4 seed.
Four seed.
There goes Landon. Throw down to second, and Landon is under it, in there safe.
Yep.
Good head first slide. Got him in there.
Yep. It was a good throw from the catcher.
Yep. All right, Troy's in scoring position. Let's get him in.
Landon just got that extra step, and that's all he needed.
Perfect. Now we got a runner in scoring position. One out here. Come on, Troy. Humongous hole between first and second base.
Yeah, there is. Second baseman's kind of holding him on. Good pitch.
There's a strike right there.
Yep. Took one.
Two balls, two strikes to Troy.
Battling along here. Got to put it in play here. Come on, bud. Make plays here. That's what we got to do tonight.
Yep.
Here comes the 2-2. That's swung on and out of play.
Boy, good at bat. Big Troy's due.
Yes, he is.
He's due for a 4-for-4 night.
Yeah, that'd be a good night.
Oh, good call. I'll vote for that.
Here comes the 2-2 again. That's a curveball. It's going to stay down.
Hey, look. Full count.
A lot of people here.
Good crowd.
Really a lot of people here.
A lot of purple and white.
Yep. And, of course, a good New Bremen crowd. But, yep, a lot of. I'd say we have about as many as they do here.
Here comes the 3-2. And that's strike three. Troy
too close. Mm.
You can't take those
Troy,
under that close.
You got to be aggressive there.
As I think Tom Galdine has put on Facebook at least once a week, when you have two strikes on you, don't let the umpire decide what that last one's going to be.
Come on,
it can't be up to the umpire.
Well, you got to go up there with a mindset of I don't care about walking. I want to get a hit.
Yep. That's right.
There, that'd be it. Get down
at him.
Oh man.
Right. Sliced right over in the right fielder's glove, and
man,
Cale hits it on the screws.
Boy, he hit it on the screws.
Yep. Indians, no runs. We do have a stranded base runner. We're through half an inning. No score here in New Bremen.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
All right, back here at New Bremen, we're getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. It's going to be Aaron Thiemann, Johnny Heitkamp, and Nolan Keening, first three batters for the Cardinals. And Coach Chad Wells,
down in third. He's been there a few years.
Yep.
Good guy.
Am I remembering right that maybe a few years ago his son played at Minster? And he was coaching here.
Could be.
Am I remembering that right?
Could be.
I was thinking, I think there was a coach somewhere where he coached his own son.
Well, I couldn't tell you.
Feeding poison food at breakfast.
It's getting a little stomach ache for the game.
Not kill him.
Don't want to kill you, but.
Just knock him out for about 10 hours.
Do not want you to hit a home run against us.
All right, Bo Tins, ready to rock and roll. He throws that first one in there a little high. Ball one. Like we talked, Bo's been pitching tremendous all year, and let's see if he can get another outing
for us.
Keep
it around the old strike zone here, Bo.
There is a ground ball up the middle, and it's going to go over second base for the game's first hit.
Well,
so the first hit of the game goes to the Cardinals.
They have their leadoff man on base.
See if Chad's got to sacrifice any man.
That's going to bring Johnny Heitkamp to the plate. Yeah, I think every run is important here.
They're getting their walk-up music. We weren't allowed to play walk-up music, Isaac said. Not that it makes any difference.
Good pitch. Swung on. Yeah. Missed.
Aggressive swing. No bunt there.
No.
Not looking to bunt him over here in the first inning, that's for sure. At least that's what Coach Wells is thinking.
So far, he's going to let the big fella run, probably. Pretty good lead down there.
Now he shows
there's
bunt.
The bunt.
Goes after it. That should be a strike. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yep.
Ball on a strike.
1-1 to count. Runner at first. Boatin on the mound. No score here early in the ball game. Sectional championship. That one is swung on, and that's hit down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Runner coming around second, heading to third, looking to score him, and Chad's going to hold him up. Coach Wells is going to hold him up at third. So stand-up double by Johnny Heinkamp. Back-to-back base hits. And the Cardinals got a little something going here.
Yep. Right away. Came out aggressive, didn't they?
Runners at second and third. Nobody out. That's going to bring the pitcher up, Nolan Keening. Getting the signs from his coach.
Now batting.
What do you think here? Going to try to squeeze one in here?
Yeah, I wouldn't think the first guy, but maybe the second guy. But.
Yeah, nobody out.
Yeah, with nobody out.
3, 4, 5 hitters coming up.
He got the meteor order.
Yep.
Jack Saylor on deck.
Not the start we wanted here. Let's get her down a little bit, Bo.
Be tough.
Infield playing in. Don't want to give up a run early in the game. That one swung on and fouled out of play. Back.
No balls and a strike. Let's get maybe a strikeout or a pop-up. That's where I want to go.
Right. We need an out, that's for sure.
Yep.
Definitely need to get an out here.
Both taking his time. Now he comes with the delivery. Curveball goes outside.
Yep.
One ball, one strike. Like I said, defense playing in here.
Nobody out. Need an out bad here. Easy out.
Well, we got out of some jams there on
Tuesday.
Yeah, let's see if we can do her again. Swinging a miss right there. Nice job.
That was a big old swing. He's going to try to break the scoreboard.
One ball, two strikes. Let's go get him here.
All right, Bo. Here comes the 1-2.
Something nasty here.
Throws the curveball, and that's a rocket out towards right center. That's going to score two runs. Troy comes up with it, throws it back into the middle.
Big base hit up the middle.
And took that pitch right to the outside.
Quickly.
Not a bad pitch.
It is 2-0.
Three hits right out of the gate.
Do a little talking here. I don't think Bo's off of his game.
Well,
they are putting the bat on the ball.
They're just putting some wood on it, and that's three straight hits.
Yep. Two runs in. So, good start for them. It's not what we want.
That's exactly right. Might be all they get. You never know.
Yes. So. Yep, because a lot of times, you know, once Bo gets settled in, he's good. But I don't think he's been off his game at all, though. So, we'll see how it goes. Maybe they'll start hitting them right at us.
Well, that's the other thing, you know. They're hitting them rather where we ain't right now.
Yeah.
Right.
And if, let's say Kale's shot out there to right field had been just a little bit next different spot, we might still be back.
The number 21, Jack Saylor.
All right, Jack Saylor, your batter now, the cleanup hitter for the Cardinals.
Big boy.
Get down here, fellas.
Runner at first, two runs across the plate, 2-0 ball game.
Ooh,
that pitch is outside for a ball.
Didn't look too bad. But
I think it's the same guy we had the other night.
Yeah, I think so.
And he had a tight strike zone.
Yes,
the other
he
night.
Did.
Back to same.
That one is fouled out of play. Evens the count at one ball, one strike. Indians still looking for their first out here in the bottom of the first inning.
Three
trailing.
Hits in a row. Start, yeah. Start the inning.
Indians got to stay up here. They can't get down. That's for sure.
Good
There's
pitch.
A swing and a miss.
Big old swing.
Threw one up there. Yeah, threw one up there just above his belt, and he took a rip at it and came up empty. One ball, two strikes now. to Jack Saylor with Gavin Quellhorst on deck. There is a ground ball up towards the middle. Could be two. Get one for sure. Fire over to first and not safe at first.
Not got it out.
Finally.
So we get it out. Keenan gets thrown out.
And we got the lead runner, so that's good.
Good job.
One out there, and Jack Saylor reaches first on a fielder's choice. So now with one away, Gavin Quellhorst steps in with Rogan Muther on deck.
Now batting with one down, number seven, Gavin Quellhorst.
First lefty of the game up here for the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Little low. Boy, looks good, though.
Not bad.
Yep.
We said that a lot the other
night.
Didn't
miss by much.
Let's go, Bo.
Bo just needs to say, all right, I gave him two. There's a nice pitch right there. Chased after some high cheese right there. One ball, one strike.
Kind of like that pitch again, huh?
Probably ain't a bad idea. If he can throw one up there again. That wasn't.
Strike three.
Yep.
There we go.
Was that
one?
Nope, that two? Nope, ball two strikes.
Oh, yeah. I thought
the first
that was three.
One was a ball.
Yep.
Saylor down at first. Two runs across the plate. 2-0 ball game. Bottom of the first inning.
Got him.
Got him. Nice job.
Boy,
swing and a miss.
Riggsy holding on to the foul tip. Nice job. Got our second out.
Okay.
Out number two, and now Rogan Muther comes to the plate with Maddox Wells on deck.
Now batting with two down.
Now the old defense can settle down a little bit, back up a little bit in the middle.
Back up, get it out.
Knock her down.
Get in here and hit.
Swing and a miss right there.
There you go. That's a little better.
By the way, that was the entire St. Henry baseball team out there in the outfield the other night.
And they had three coaches scouting.
Yeah. Here comes the 0-1. Ooh, good. That curveball comes across the plate.
That was pretty.
Completely frozen right there. He backed out of the old batter's box, and that cut across the plate for strike two.
All right, Bo, sit him down. Let's go hit.
Yep, no balls, two strikes. Let's get him right here.
Bo now way out in front here at an 0-2 count.
Good
threw him a curveball again. Right. Nice job by Bo. He gets out of that mess. They do get a couple of runs on three straight hits. And we got one in the books. Big Fee going to get us some runs right next.
Yep.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hey, we're back. We're back here at New Bremen. First three hitters are going to be Daniel Patch, Sage Wendell, and Bo Tin. We got some making up to do here. We're down 2-0.
First baseman number 66, Daniel Patch.
Popped up. First baseman.
Right side.
Battling the sun, battling the wind, but he got it.
Come on, Sage. Let's go.
Now batting for the Indians, right fielder number 14.
Sage Wendell comes to the plate.
And then the pitcher.
Then Big Bo. All right, Sage, get started here. Ground ball. Maybe trouble play, here. I'll be the top one. Got him. Nice play. Nice.
Yeah, he's
nice.
Flying down the baseline, but hit
got
it a little
nice,
too hard.
Easy yeah,
play
got
for
a nice candy hop there. And yeah. Two away in the inning. Brings Bo 10 to the plate.
Big throw by the shortstop across the field.
Yes,
but
sir, it was.
Put some mustard on it.
Two pitches, two outs.
Let's get a two-out rally going here.
Yep. A couple hits here in a row. Let's see what happens.
Pitcher, yep. Number 10, Bo 10.
Bo takes outside. A little high.
Way high.
2-0.
That's an easy one to take right there.
Yep, yeah. That one too tough. Think about it. Ball low. 3-0.
I'd have probably ducked down into it to hit my bat.
Doink.
That's been known to happen.
It's happened quite a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Ball
look
four. Bounced her four pitches.
Wow.
Two pitches, two outs, and then four of them that weren't even
four
close to the plate.
Wasn't even close.
That'll bring the catcher Riggs.
Oh, there's another one.
Getting
for
his
you.
Gear off. Ready to go. Two out rally. Riggs then Alex, I believe.
Yep. Couple hits. Get a run here.
Be nice to score one, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Ball.
Five straight wild ones.
All right.
He's struggling a little bit. I don't know if we want to
change
up there
balls.
Hitting that first pitch with this guy or not.
It's changing balls right now.
I don't think it's a ball, big fella.
Yeah. Had a little scuff on it.
Didn't like the looks
from,
of it.
From where he bounced it in the dirt.
Ball low. Six in a row.
Looking here over at his coach. He's doing it. Every time he throws one, he looks over at his coach. He's like.
Yeah, coach is like, I can't throw it for
dude.
You.
Thursday.
I don't know. Is the coach calling the?
He'd be
giving it to the catcher. Catcher doesn't know
it's coming.
Makes it 2-1. Riggsy, good pitch to hit here.
Pretty sure being his ace pitcher, he's not going to take him
square
out.
Square one up here.
After six straight balls.
Strike two on the corner.
Yeah.
Evens the count at 2-2. Two away. Bo 10 at first. Indians trying to get something
Riggsy.
Going here with two outs.
Foul them off if you have to.
Wind in the pitch, in the dirt. Full count. Bo 10 will be on his horse here in the next pitch.
Good eye, 12, good eye.
Got a battle here. Thick base hit here.
Go, Riggs.
There goes the runner. Grounded right back to the pitcher.
Oh, man.
Flips it over to the first baseman, and in the inning, no runs, no hits. One base on balls. We left him on base after two and a half, or one, after one and a half. Innings trail, 2-0.
Hi, this is Jason Andrews for Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I know I can't wait to spend more time enjoying the great outdoors. Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer, so we are marking all sunscreens and chemical-free bug repellents 15% off in the month of May. Stop by your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and in Union City and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill, and Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound, Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound, boneless skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound, boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound, and their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout: fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray, and be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of the second.
Bottom of the second for the Cardinals.
It'll be Maddox Wells leading off, followed by the Keller boys, Caleb and Carson. Popped over the home dugout. Strike one.
Go, Bo. Stay tough.
Bo. Ooh. Wow, Riggsy held that one.
Ooh.
I think that was a pretty good pitch.
That was a pretty good pitch.
Came in there.
One ball, one strike. You can always tell when a catcher don't move for a little bit. He's like, you kidding me? That's a pretty good pitch.
Waiting for the
strike. Oh, yeah. There's a good pitch. One ball, two strikes. Maddox Wells, Caleb Keller on deck. Slow roller. Might come back into play, but no. Foul ball.
That would have been nice if it had taken a little bump there.
Yeah, we need a little bump.
Fair territory.
Daniel did the right thing.
Yeah, because
wait on it, because the batter wasn't coming.
Batter didn't move.
Took a big hop over second base. We still got it.
It went right between those lines. I don't think it got more than a foot and a half foul.
It was close.
Yep. Just a little bump with a
pitch. Strike foul.
Back to the screen.
Big Bo still leading in the count. One ball, two strikes to leadoff hitter Maddox Wells.
Almost every seat in the stands has somebody in it, and there's lawn chairs and people standing all over the place.
Slow roller foul.
Well,
he's battling.
It's just getting here.
All right, Bo, you got to win the battle.
Throw more pitches.
Bo's got to throw a few here, but let's win the battle right here.
Well, so far it's out of five pitches, they all been strikes except one, and it was close.
Big Bo.
Tried to get him curve
ball.
That
he wouldn't chase it. Did not chase it. Yep. Just a little outside.
Had one to waste a little bit, I guess.
Two balls, two strikes. Maddox Wells. Pitch. Line drive, base hit in the middle.
Man. There's
a
drop
them exactly where they're supposed to hit.
Ours are not. Well, I guess his walk up song is
La Macarena.
Auctioneer. Spanish Auctioneer.
I don't think I've ever heard this song on Fort Cover Radio.
Nah.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
I didn't know it existed. Well, not this version of it.
That brings Caleb Keller, the left fielder, to the plate. Might be looking to bunt his man across. He sure is, but he bunted it foul. Strike one. How about you pop that bun up one time? Double him up.
Good call.
A little double up.
Get the old base runner out there. He would be like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's a bad feeling. Bo Wines pitches. He squares the bun again. Throw down to first. He got him. Yes, sir. He's out.
Good job, Riggs.
Riggs Toby comes up firing down to Daniel Patch. He got just a little too far out there, and that is in out. Nicely done.
The batter was supposed to make contact.
Well, that part of it's the runner's fault. He's
Yeah, he can't get quite that bad.
Yeah, he got a pretty big lead right there. And
first out, Caleb Keller.
Yeah, he took off on
two
the ball.
Two strikes. He did
left.
Attempt to make the bunt.
Might be the spark plug we needed right there, boys.
Yeah, maybe get a little fired up on that. Bo, just a little outside. Had him thinking.
Yep. He was leaning toward it.
Yep.
Tried that curveball. Pitch to throw on an 0-2 count.
About a little high heater one time, throw it right by him. Bo winds and pitches. Another base hit into left field. Man, they are hitting the ball.
I think we've hit three at least that hard.
That puts a runner back on first. That is another hit.
Hit number five?
Five hits already.
One on, one out. Might as well roll
number nine
one.
Hitter Carson Keller comes to the plate.
Let's roll one.
Carson, center fielder.
Carson Keller.
Pretty good lead over there at first. Here's the pitch. Pop foul. Strike one. Back to the top of the order. It's on deck. Aaron Keeman.
Yeah, I'm not getting out right here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Or two. Hit one to Alex's left, so he's naturally going towards second base. Step on it and throw to Bo, or to Daniel, and we're good.
Pitch popped up. Going to be a tough play.
Get in there, Sage.
That's going to be a tough play. That's a hit. He's taking a turn. You got an arm? How about an arm? One time. Put it on him. Nope.
Nope.
Puts him on the corners.
Zero in time.
One out.
Way off to the
home
plate side.
I don't think Bo's fooling anybody today.
Coach is coming out. Coach Ink going to come out and talk a little bit.
Keller moves over to third. Carson Keller with a base hit.
Maybe talk to the pitcher and the infield, see what we're going to do here, boys.
First and third play here.
Sure, everybody
knows. Thank goodness we threw that runner out at first base. I can tell you
Yeah.
That.
Yep.
Yeah. They just started with three hits again.
Yep. Yep. So, umpires.
Top of the order.
Do some talking. Not in any rush there.
Aaron Teeman, I would have to think they're going to steal second.
I would say first pitch.
On the first pitch. And then give your leadoff hitter a chance to drive a couple in.
Yep.
Boy, they're just – every hit's been perfect. They just hit them exactly where you got to hit them.
That one right there is one of those.
Just
I don't care.
Axel M.
Right, Bo.
Axel M.
Yep.
That part was.
Leadoff hitter. Aaron Tiemann's up. Base hit first time up.
Big lead over.
And scored the first run of the game. Ball a little high.
Didn't go right away.
No. I can tell you, it might not be a bad idea to just do a pitch out right here. Take your chances.
Fire down there. Nope. He's staying put. Got a shot at double play.
There's
come
one.
Over to Landon. Landon to first.
Two.
Dug it up.
There's
nice
two.
Job by Daniel Patch.
Good
big double
job.
Play.
Good job. Good job.
That's a 6-4-3. Yes, sir. Third out.
Huge play by the Indian defense right
out.
There to get out
that
of that mess.
That is a big play, and let's feed off of that one, fellas. We'll be right back after two innings.
Three hits in that inning.
Two to
no
nothing. New Bremen leads it.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers and...
Number four, shortstop, Alex.
We're back.
All right, back here for the top of the third inning.
Top
Indians
of three.
Need to get a little something going here. And Alex Deuce is going to lead
let's
us
start
off.
Off with a hit.
Alex takes the first pitch, Jack, right at the knees.
Right at the knees. All right, baby steps. Let's get a hit first.
That's exactly right.
Then score a run. Look out. There goes one.
That was a little tall.
Yep.
That was over the catcher's head.
That was over the catcher's head. We get somebody on base, he'll throw it away. We just got to get somebody on base. There's another one in the dirt to the backstop.
That's exactly right. All right, two balls, one strike.
Let's go, Alex.
To Alex Deuce, and then we roll back to the top with Landon Post.
Yep.
Who reached on a walk his first time up.
Sure did. Nope.
Attaboy, Alex. Lead off of that one. That was low. And
yep.
Three balls in a strike now. Let's get that leadoff guy on here.
Absolutely.
Denny's still looking for our first base hit. Big cut right there. Hitter's pitch right there, and it wasn't a bad pitch.
Not a bad pitch to take a rip at.
Yeah.
He took a pretty good rip at it, too.
All right.
That's 3-2.
Give me another one in the dirt here, big fella.
Here comes the 3-2.
Oh,
there is a ground ball towards the shortstop. Bow. Shortstop backhands it, fires it across the field, and pretty good scoop
in
by
time.
The first baseman right there to make it out.
Alex is scooting.
Alex goes down 6-3, out number one.
We need just a little tougher hop.
That's exactly
right. Candy hops at shortstop is pretty easy.
All right, three, come on now. Come on, Landon Post. Indians trail by two here.
Landon takes outside. That a boy. Get a hit here, three. Come on now.
Takes a cut at
slow
it.
Slow roller.
Pulls a foul down to Coach Hank.
Coach, nice play.
Yeah, one-handed.
One hand. Picked her up.
Bare hand.
Evens the count of one ball, one strike.
Find the gap here. Landon, get us going. Ooh, got him.
A curveball.
Yes, sir. Got him.
Curveball nips his jersey right there.
That's the ones you love. Just barely hit you, but just enough.
Didn't hurt a thing.
Umpire can hear it.
Didn't hurt a thing.
Yep.
I love that.
Now batting with one down for the Indians.
Well, the only base runners the Indians have had so far has been two walks and now a hit batsman.
Yep.
How about a hit here, six? Come on, Hayden Greasy.
How about you hit one hard and tie this thing up?
Ooh, that'd be good.
Takes first pitch strike right at the belt.
I would settle for two runners on base.
I would too.
But just not an out. Then Troy get hot. Then Kale.
Oh, Caden. There goes the runner. Throw down to second. That's going to be in the dirt. He's in there easy.
Yep. Easy steal. I haven't seen anything too impressive out of the catcher yet.
His second stolen base of the day.
Yep.
Come on, Caden. Caden, we got to get him in here.
Got him on. Got him over.
All right, Caden, come on here now. Come on. Base hit.
Let's get him in.
Need
base
a big hit,
and we got a new game here. Let's go. We know we can score against him. Let's go.
Go, Caden.
There's a weak ground ball. Going to be called
foul.
Come off his toe?
I think it did.
Yeah,
it
might have hit the plate. Hit something there.
Hit something, kind of squirted out.
Caden finds himself down 0-2 here. Got to protect.
You got to protect that plate.
Nope.
That one's in the dirt.
Oh, nope. Good job. Good job.
Catcher did a great job.
Pretty good job by the catcher there.
Well, throwing him in the dirt, he won't get them all.
Johnny Heikamp behind the plate for the Cardinals. Doing a good job right there.
Nice job there.
Yes.
Saved the base.
One ball, two strikes. He's going to throw another jump.
Ah! Landon took off. He took a guess.
Oh,
he got underneath it. Woo!
Wow, he took off.
He got lucky there.
The pitcher looked at him for a second.
He thought he was going,
looking back,
but he didn't go.
Hit him in the pickle, and he went on to third and slid in under the tag.
More luck than sense there, boys.
He got away. Now we got to get hit.
Wow.
Now we got to hit something. Hit something to the right side. Got to move the ball.
Scores.
Yeah,
get that one that Johnny
Heitkamp. Got to get a run in here. Strike.
Oh, my God.
Right on the knees.
That was in the low end, and he hadn't called that one.
Caden goes down looking. Out number two.
Well, I'm still okay with
come on, let's get a hit.
With him throwing the one that Johnny Heitkamp can't stop.
Troy, boy, we got to have you here.
Well, that gives us an opportunity here.
Come on, Troy.
Second strike out of the game here for the Indians.
You have to get that run in.
Now.
Can't leave him on.
Landon down there at third. That pitch is swung and fouled. Out of play.
Right back up. Hit him in the hands, I think.
Troy nursing a tough shoulder here.
Yep. Just stay back and relax and give me a line drive here. Come on, Troy.
Runner third. 2-0 ball game. Cardinals got the lead.
Ball low.
Down low. One ball, one strike. Two away here.
Two outs.
Top of the third.
Need a big two-out hit here.
Indians need a
two-out
hit. That's exactly right.
Yes, sir. Let's go, Troy. You have to be on base.
Ball high.
That was
look.
A little elevated right there. Two balls and a strike.
He'll take a swing at her.
Oh, yeah. Be on base any way you can. If it's a walk, I'm okay with two runners on base with Kale coming to the plate.
That all one back. Swung on.
Good pitch to hit there. Just missed it.
2-2.
Tipped her back to the screen.
Just a Demons little under.
Count 2-2 now.
Now you got anything closed. We got to put in play. Use those wheels, Troy.
He's choking up.
Beat that thing down on.
Pitcher steps off the rubber. Regroups here.
Landon, little lead at third.
Well, he's probably a little tentative because he's a pretty lucky duck to be sitting down there.
Struggling.
Swinging a miss. Got it.
Oh, man.
Not what we wanted.
Troy goes down lefty swinging. Back-to-back third. Strikeouts for the Indians to end the inning. We do get a runner on. Nothing to show for it. And we're through 2.5 in the books. 2-0 Cardinals.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, Cardinals back up here at the bottom of the third inning, up 2-0 over the Indians so far. Indians still hitless in this ball game.
Yep.
But you know what? We didn't get our first hit until fifth inning?
Sixth inning's when we started. We got a bunch of them, but we did get one in the first inning.
Oh, that's right.
Katie's
exactly right.
We
got a triple. That's exactly right. Johnny Heitkamp steps to the plate. He had a stand-up double and scored a run in the first inning.
Boy, it looks good. Might be a little outside.
Yeah.
Coach Hank says that's a strike on the other end. I agree with him.
Yeah, Coach Hank a little disappointed there with the umpire. Umpire said something back to him. I couldn't hear what he said.
Yep.
That ball is down and outside.
Squeezing him a little.
2-0. We haven't seen Coach Hank really go crazy this year on an umpire, have we?
No.
Nope.
Whew. Pitch just a little
just
high
off.
Right there. 3-0 the count out of the leadoff guy here for him, Johnny Heitkamp, followed by
we put one down
Nolan
the pipe.
Keening. Well, he's got to put one down the pipe. He probably will be taken. There's a strike.
One.
Come on, Bo.
Okay, let's go.
They have got their leadoff guy on every time here in the first two innings. That pitch is high, and that's the ball. So the first walk given up by Bo Ken. Puts a runner down at first base and brings up Nolan Keening, the pitcher, to the plate. Nolan had a single in the first inning, drove in a couple of runs. He's got two RBIs, the only two RBIs so far in this ballgame. Kind of like a pitcher that drives in his own runs.
Yep. Pitcher number 11, Nolan Kenning.
Big fella drove in two last time, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Takes first pitch outside for a ball. Yeah, they started the game with a single, a double, and another single.
Mm.
Easily scored two runners. First inning, and that's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
Shows bunt. Pops that one up.
Foul.
Back to the screen. Should even the count at 1-1.
Yeah, they have no balls on the strike. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure
you are right.
Definitely threw two pitches.
Yep.
It's not, 0-2.
Nope.
There is a ground ball right back to Bo.
Two, throw it.
Bo's going to go back to Alex for one. Across over to first, and that's another double play.
Baby. Double play there.
Good job, Bo.
How about
that?
Bo goes 1-6-3 right there. Double play. Out number one up top. Out number two for Koenig. And that's a way to clean the old bases up. That's
yes,
second
sir.
Double play so far for the Indians in this ball game.
Now, is that
that's
is that something
need.
Where Riggs told him to go or to go to second? Or
No.
I think that ball was back fast enough.
It was back fast enough, he knew.
Bo should be thinking the whole time, what am I going to do if the ball's hit back to me? Yeah.
Yep.
If it's hit hard back to me, I'm going to second. And if it's a weak one, I got to go to first. That brings Jack Saylor to the plate. Jack Saylor reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. There's a curveball.
Nice.
Just froze him right there.
Good boy.
Indians looking to get out of that leadoff walk given up by Bo and not give up any runs. So they got the bases cleared now.
Ooh,
swinging a miss right there. And that's going to be good morning, good afternoon, and good night for Jack Saylor, the cleanup hitter. All right, we're through. Let's see, three complete. Still 2-0 Cardinals. Big P going to get us some runs. Coming up.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck.
All right, we're back here at New Bremen. Indians still looking for their first hit. Second time through the lineup. Cale Ramels, our first batter. He hit a rocket his first time up, but right at the right fielder. Let's hit one again, except not at anybody.
Well, I can tell you, if I'm the right fielder, I'm standing in the exact same spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that one. That worked out pretty good for him.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Cale takes a little high.
I'm going to just hang loose right here where you hit one to me the last time, my friend.
You wonder if Coach Hanks even kind of telling him to maybe be a little
more patient.
Patient.
Yep.
This kid's kind of struggling, I think. Ground ball to short.
Oh.
Candy hop. Again, over. For the first out, 6-3.
That's unbelievable. Boy,
that was a nice, easy hop there.
Yes, it was.
Top of four.
Next up for four recovery. First
Daniel and Sage.
Daniel.
And Patch comes to the plate.
Patrick going up to the first baseman.
Drive one in the gap
up.
Here, Daniel.
Big 6'6". He's been hitting the ball pretty good here as of late.
Yes.
He takes strike one.
Man, I swear to God, sometimes I look at that pitch and I think that's a ball from when we're
I'm
pitching.
With you.
Yep.
And that's kind of what Coach Jank was saying last inning, I think. He's a little disgruntled a little.
I agree.
Same place last time. Man, first baseman's running
get
down.
Out. Get out.
And
he dropped it. Thank goodness.
Hey, he got new life now.
He had it and
had it,
stumbled.
Popped it out of his glove. Had it again. And then finally.
Out. Thank you. Whew. New life, Daniel.
Don't do
here
that
we go,
anymore.
Baby.
Drive one down the, I was going to say left field line. Let's hit that big old gap out there.
Come on,
left
Daniel.
Center.
Come on here, 6'6".
Turn
let's
on
find a
here.
Gap somewhere, anywhere. A little base hit here. A little outside. One ball, two strikes on Daniel Patch. Sage Wendell on deck. Nope. Attaboy.
Good eye. 6'6". Good eye, Daniel.
Evens account at two balls, two strikes.
Keep working him.
Big Dan trying to get on any way possible.
Absolutely. Get down to first base.
Ball high.
That was even
full count.
That was even high for Daniel.
Yep. Daniel's 6'7", and it was still over his head. Come on, sixes.
Come on, Daniel. Come on now. Here we go.
Nope.
Good
that's
eye.
Ball four. Attaboy.
Wow,
battle
four
back.
Straight balls after he got two strikes on him.
That's new life, too. That's
go.
Four outs
yes,
we get this
sir.
Inning.
We get
huh?
four outs this inning. That's big. Base on balls. That's the Indians' third base on balls, it looks like.
And put a pinch runner,
runner in.
Yep. We got plenty.
For Daniel?
We got plenty of guys in there.
Yep. I think he said last night he's
22 we're allowed to
guys.
Have.
Guys, yeah.
Yep.
I think he said he's bringing 20. That'll
Wyatt
be Wyatt.
Ben going
looks
out.
Like Wyatt yep. Ben's going to come in.
Senior for senior.
Number 23, Wyatt Ben.
Wyatt took one off the wrist. Kind of put him on the sidelines here this last
yeah.
week,
yeah,
unfortunately.
He got his cast off. He got it all wrapped up right now.
Can't pitch and can't
right
bat.
Yeah,
can
pretty
run.
Good stick
Sage
for us this year.
Yeah, that's a good stick we're missing.
Yes.
All right. Ball low. Yeah,
that's
we got
five
be,
in a row.
We got to be patient with this guy.
Well, he certainly lost Patchy there because he
oh,
was
wow,
ahead.
Oh, yeah. It was 0-2.
Yeah, it was 0-2 count. And never even came close.
Came back, never came close. Catcher tried to carry
yeah,
bring it back over
say,
there.
Catcher,
saying, now, you ain't going to give him out.
Catcher
one.
Trying to buy one, and I'd have went crazy.
Well, I
two
think,
balls, no
I
strikes.
I think that's the same
on
one
Sage.
They struck, was that Troy or somebody out on last inning?
Ah,
just back to the screen.
That might have been a little high, too.
Might have been a little yep. high, too.
But it was a hitter's pitch again.
Yep. I got a guy warming up already. I don't think they're too impressed with this guy yet.
Well, at this point,
but
I would have to think.
We haven't gotten it yet, so we can't
was,
say much.
I was just going to say, at this point.
Ball out, 3-1.
That is,
his control is definitely not too good. Not
seven on, out of eight pitches have been balls.
Not on his best control night.
Nope. That's for sure.
How about walking
Wyatt
this guy
trying
too?
To get a few extra steps.
Very high left
high
side.
Fly
left field.
Ball. Can of corn out to left field for the second out of the inning.
Mm.
Man, I tell you, that's one
comes
of them.
Comes Bo with a chance to help himself.
Well,
Bo 10 coming up.
If it's not your pitch to drive sometimes, and I know it's tough, but if you
yeah,
can just keep battling them on, you know,
he's
Joey
just
Votto.
He's so
just
erratic,
keeps,
yeah.
Joey Votto just keeps nipping them up in the stands, nipping them up in the stands, nipping them up in the stands, and then finally he gets that one he wants to hit.
Yeah.
Or he walks.
Or he walks.
And
this
and,
is the guy you can walk against. Ball inside.
He's just not throwing many strikes right now.
No.
Well, he's going to squirt his way out of this somehow and get
yeah.
through four innings of hitless baseball.
Hitless baseball is not good.
And really not have his good stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Let's go,
no,
Bo
10.
Not fix it here.
With his best stuff.
Ooh.
Bo.
Big old swing.
Big swing. Big Bo. That's a huge swing. That'll be a great softball swing here in the summer.
Yep.
The baseball yep. swing I'm not too sure about. There's a big gap in there. Come on, Bo. One time, baby.
Help
there goes
out.
The runner. Throw down to second is by.
Passed him.
Second baseman and the shortstop.
If it had been perfect, they
Wyatt's
might
on.
Have gotten him, but it was to the third base side and passed him. So
Wyatt
we need a base hit
scoring
like
position.
Here. Come on.
Here we go, Bo. Let's get a run here.
Come on, 10. Come
need
on,
a big
10.
Hit here, bud. You help yourself, buddy.
Riggs back here in the hit waiting.
Nice job by
Wyatt down
Benny
there.
Stealing that base. Ooh, man, that was close.
Yes, it was.
Pitch?
For a two-strike pitch. Woo, that's hard to take. Two balls, two strikes.
Let's go, Bo 10.
We got Wyatt in scoring position with a base hit here. I believe I'd stand out. Attaboy, Bo. That's a long wait.
Pause.
Now, find your pitch here.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
How about hitting anything to the right side because it is wide open.
Yep. Wyatt's
ball
hitting
out.
Down.
Throw down. Nope, he's under it.
He's under it
I'm
again.
I'm not quite sure why we're stealing third.
Yeah, because we can score on a base hit.
I mean, you're taking a chance there, but.
I don't know if Wyatt's got the green light. He's.
Well, I think at second you have the opportunity, but again, it's one of those deals where.
Yeah, you don't make the third out.
Make the third out of third right there.
Yeah, that's not too smart. Okay. Bo's got the count back full. Well, he's battling.
Coach came out showing him some stats or something. I don't know exactly what.
Well.
Got a book. Showed it to the catcher. I don't know. I don't know what that was about.
Not sure what he's talking about.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Probably saying just throw a fastball.
Run at third base.
Bo.
Be a hitter.
Slap it in the hole somewhere.
Put it in the grass. Make a play.
Strike three. Took it right down the middle.
Cannot let a decent pitch get past
in
you.
In the inning, we
foul
get.
Foul it off.
No runs. No hits. Left one on base. On a base on balls. After 3.5. Innings trail. 2-0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still bake you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
All right. We are here going into the bottom of the fourth. First three hitters will be Gavin Quellhorst, Rogan Muther, and Maddox Wells for the Cardinals.
Well, we have to hold them again till our bats wake up.
That is a fact.
And they better wake up soon.
Yeah.
We have three more chances to get runs.
Like Calvi said, this pitcher's really not got his stuff. Gavin Quellhorst. Gavin pops one up. That's foul. Strike one.
Third base, left field line.
Bottom of four.
Yep. First pitch, strike.
No runs, no hits, no errors for the Indians. Two runs, six hits, no errors.
Same place.
Another one. He's way behind.
Set a bucket out there.
He is way behind. 0-2. Let's get him here, Bo.
Come on, Bo. Let's get the bats going here. Come on, baby. Yep. Let's go.
You don't have to throw him a great pitch.
We only get three more chances at him here.
Yeah, we can't give him any more. There's a good pitch. Threw it right by him.
Yep.
Hey, swinging.
Yep. Three-pitch strikeout.
Like that.
That's not a bad way to go.
Rogan Muther checks to the plate. He struck out his first time up.
Next up for the Cardinals, number four, Rogan Muther.
Oh, we had a couple girls make the second team All-MAC in softball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a couple more. I think three made the second team and two of the – maybe it's two and two made the honorable mention.
Maddie Guckenbiller, Jenna Homan.
Good pitch. Took a little off that curveball.
Sophie Pearson.
Yep.
Two seniors and a freshman make second team All-MAC. Congratulations to them.
I love that.
And an honorable mention was Kylie Post and Emma Will. Good job, girls.
A little high. One ball, two strikes.
So five out of six have been strikes.
Struck out first inning. Swing and
a
miss.
Tell you what, jammed him right there. He didn't know what to do.
Okay, swinging. That's two outs. Maddox Wells steps up. Maddox had a base hit his first time up.
Where are we in the lineup here? Number seven? Is that where we are?
Yes.
Okay, I was thinking he was. Then two color boys. Is that right?
Yep.
Let's go, Bo.
Now batting number 12, Maddox.
Steve Rye throwing inside strikes, corner. Bo. Now you're starting to reach back and go.
Man.
Well, I have to say this. So far, we can't complain about our defense. We've rolled a couple of double plays.
Yeah,
yes, we have.
But yeah, they've actually helped
pitcher
out a little.
The two runs that they scored are definitely earned.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Out of nine pitches, that's only his second
ball.
Started
the game with base hit, double. Base hit, score two.
Yep.
That's been about all the scoring for this baby. Bounces one in there. Two balls, one strike. Two away in the inning. Struck the first two players out here in the inning. Bottom of four, innings trail 2-0.
Yeah, let's don't get a runner on here. Don't give them any.
Nope, don't give them any hope.
Let's face 8-9 to start the inning next inning, and let's get some runs here coming up.
Popped up.
Right in the sun.
Daniel.
Patchy says, I got her, and he does.
Good inning, Bo.
Good inning by Bo.
Go back to back.
Pop out to three.
Three up, three down twice in a row, didn't
he? Three up, three down. No runs after four complete. The Cardinals lead it 2-0.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Caught me in the yawn there, Spencey. We're back here at New Bremen getting ready for the top of the fifth inning.
Well, very short time in between half innings.
We're buzzing right through this baby. We're in the fifth inning. Riggs, Toby, Alex Deuce, first two batters here for the Tribe. First one's in the dirt. Come on, Riggs, be patient up there. This young man has walked four guys, and I'm not sure he wouldn't have walked about seven so far.
Yep.
I agree with you.
He'd be out of the ball game. There's a strike down Broadway. One ball, one strike. Get on there. Come on. Just need two runs. Come on. Tie this thing up. Let's go.
I like that talk.
There's a strike right down the middle. Now we got to protect here. Come on now. Swing the bat.
Now you be aggressive. This kid is – he's not overpowering by any means. I mean, he's very hittable.
That one's outside. I'm not sure he's thrown many curveballs for a strike.
No, I don't think
he – You agree, P?
I think you got to sit on that fastball and
let's go, Riggsy.
Just can't be afraid to get two strikes on you, right, with this guy, because he'll walk you.
There's a curveball, and we went after one.
There he went one.
It was a ball, though.
Yeah, it was a ball.
It was a ball. All right, Riggsy goes down swinging.
Oh, out
Alex number
Deuce.
One.
Alex in the top.
Strikeout number five.
Alex Deuce
is up there. Alex grounded out to the shortstop his first time up.
Get on that
one of his
streak.
Three candy hops.
Big good cut right there, and first pitch takes her back to the screen, 0-1. Landed post on deck here for the Tribe. Come on, Alex, get on there with one out. See what we can do.
Yep. Landon's due. He's going to
get that
bat
working.
There's a little outside.
Atta boy.
Evens the count at once. 1-1, 1-out. 2-0 ball game. Cardinals got the favor. They picked up two in their half of the first inning, and that's all the scoring we've seen.
Ball low.
There's one out and low.
2 balls and a strike.
Come on now.
Alex, just make it really good. And then square it up. That was a good one.
Yep.
All right. Evens the count at 2-2. Come on now, Alex. Come on.
Got to hit the first pitch now. Come on, buddy.
Got to battle.
We need you.
It is still hitless through 4 1/3. Chases a high one right there, but gets a piece of it. Fouls it back to the screen.
Kept himself alive. That's all right.
Let's go, Alex. I want to see you pitch next Wednesday.
Get a piece of that one. Just keeps hanging in there. Just keeps hanging.
That's what you got to do. You can do that, and then he's going to throw that one over your head that you don't have to think about, or that one in the dirt.
I'd say two in a row in the dirt.
Just keep battling.
Keep battling, big fella. Come on, 4.
That one, he pops straight up in the field.
Straight up.
Pitcher
feels like he's got it. And
oh, he dropped it.
He dropped it.
Yes,
sir.
Alex
is safe at first.
How about that deal?
Boy, that's first baseman's fault there. He's got to come over and take that.
He
first
should.
Baseman. You can't make that pitcher do that.
First baseman's got to make that happen.
I couldn't tell.
Big break for us, though. We'll take that, baby.
All right.
First baseman took
again.
A step in, and he stepped back. I think the pitcher might have called him off, which he shouldn't do.
All right, so Ducey's down there on the first error of the game.
Yep.
That'll work. Maybe that'll shake
and
that pitcher
up. And we get 4 outs again,
bit.
Boys.
Yeah, maybe.
Throw him an easy one here.
Ball high.
That one's high. Good eye, Landon. Come on now. Let's get her going. This is the inning. Let's go.
This could be the inning for the Indians.
On deck.
Just a couple 3 hits in a row here and be big. Alex could be.
Good cut right there by Landon.
Going to rip at it just a little behind.
Yeah, a little bit tardy on the swing. Fouls it back to the net.
All right, Landon. Come on, baby. Give me a little slap up the middle, base hit.
We are not going hitless. Let's put it
Alex,
that way.
This
let's
is
go.
A huge lead. You going?
There goes Alex. Here comes the throw down to
oh,
second. That's
gone.
Way high.
Look up. There he is. He's got it. Nicely done. This
all
kid
right.
Behind the plate. I think we got to keep stealing.
Well,
he hasn't thrown anybody out yet.
I don't want him to steal third. I can tell you that.
Yeah, let's not do that unless it's by him. Then we'll let him do it.
That's stolen base number 6 for the Indians. We've got 6 stolen bases, no hits.
Not a hit. This could be about it for the big fella.
Cook just coming out.
Yeah, we're going to have a little talk right here and see what they say.
First of all, he's probably going to say,
Alex
look back Lincoln. At the guys because he's got to quit trying to steal third.
Yeah, I think Mr. Hank's got to say, look, we need a run. We do not want to make an out of third unless you have a jumbo lead.
Yep.
Yep.
I think this kid, a lot of times in the past, we would look back, and a lot of kids will just take one look, and then they'll go to the
and forget
they
about
do it constantly, and you could steal wide open.
Yeah.
Nick Twaits used to steal off that wide open.
Yeah.
They never would ever take that second look back.
Yep. Just as we figured he's leaving him in.
All righty.
We got our
2 balls,
figured
1
out.
Strike on Landon.
Well, we got a leadoff guy up. Runner on second. 1 out here. Top of the 5th inning.
Come on there, Landon. Little base hit here.
Indians only trail by 2. We get the tying run to the plate all the time. That one has popped up. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. First baseman going over.
Hit that hole again.
He's got it, and we are tagging.
And we tag over to third, and somehow Alex gets in
there.
Yep. That was a long, long throw by a first baseman.
Come on, Caden. Big hit here. You and Troy, let's get a couple hits in a row.
So with
yes,
2
sir.
Away, that brings Caden Greasy. Caden Greasy flew out to the left fielder and struck out looking his last time up. He's not going to strike out looking this time.
He's going to get a single right over second base.
I'm saying he's going to bounce one and we're going to score a run.
Ooh,
without a hit.
I'm okay with that.
There's a ground ball to the third baseman. He comes up with a high hop, throws it over to
oop.
First
hey,
base,
oh,
did he get up?
No. He looked like he fell over.
Sandy's back on. Looks to me like we're going to appeal
sure
this.
You can sure see it from this side.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to appeal
angle
this.
That angle was bad for him.
Coach Hank going out
this
there.
This guy had a great angle.
He's definitely coming up, and I think he's going to call him safe.
Yeah, we'll see how this is.
I mean,
he fell
over and his foot came off.
Yeah, and I don't. And he got back on, but we were already there. Landon was already there.
Let's see what happens here. I got a feeling we're going to score our first run, and
our
that's going to be.
Our boys are not moving. Yeah, they called him out.
Called him out.
You missed that one.
Wow. Indians do not catch a
big
break
play
here.
Too. That's a run.
Caden goes down 5-3 then for out number three.
Oh, gone.
We get a runner on. We get him over to third again, and we strand him right there. And we go through. Now we go to the bottom of the fifth. Indians still trail 2-0.
Two more swings.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Hi, this is Jason Andrews for Kalb Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I know I can't wait to spend more time enjoying the great outdoors. Kalb Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer, so we are marking all sunscreens and chemical-free bug repellents 15% off in the month of May. Stop by your local Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and in Union City and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're back here in New Bremen, getting ready for the bottom of the fifth inning. Big Bo 10 back out on the mound. He's going to face Caleb Keller, Carson Keller, and we roll back to the top to Aaron Thiemann, first three batters. Bo comes out, throws a first pitch strike right down Broadway. The next pitch is swung on and nothing but air. No balls, two strikes.
I like it.
Indians, no runs.
Another quick
no hits. That one's popped out of play.
Ur-geater.
All zeros up there for the Indians.
Indians with a lot of zeros. That's not what you want to see.
That is officially 8 goose eggs. 5 innings of zero-run baseball. No runs, no hits, and no errors.
No errors we can take.
Yeah, that's for sure. That one's outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes.
To hold it a little bit, but it wasn't too high. Pretty low.
For the home team, they scored 2 in the first, and then it's been all goose eggs.
It's
they got
been
6
goose
hits.
Eggs for them.
Yeah, they got 6 hits, but
oh,
that curveball right there froze the young man.
Pretty.
That's a nice curveball.
That one right there. Strikeout number 5 now for Bo. That's going to bring Carson Keller to the plate. He has set 8 in a row down now.
Yep, and he's throwing strikes.
Now batting with 1 down for the Cardinals. Number
he's pitching good. We just got to get him some hits. Got to get him some runs. Swing and a miss right there by
Boy, that
Carson
ball,
Keller.
You know, coming from that first inning, his ball is so much lower now.
Yep.
I felt like he was just getting it up a little bit. And
got her elevated the first inning. Yet.
Well, the way he's pitching, he
good
deserves
pitch.
Us to get him 5 or 6 runs.
Boy,
absolutely.
Get some.
Jumps out in front now again on Carson Keller.
Right
no
now.
Balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the 0-2.
Good
swing
pitch.
And a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts.
He's dealing right now.
Man. Tough, tough, tough.
And now we roll back to the top to Aaron Thiemann. Back-to-back K's here for Bo. Strikeout number 6 on the day. He's only allowed 1 walk. They've only stranded 2 in this ball game.
Aaron Thiemann.
Hit him.
So that one comes out and hits him. So he hits Aaron Thiemann.
Not what we wanted there.
Nope.
Evens that category up. Each team now been hit once.
Let's see if they take off.
So with 2 outs, Johnny Heikamp comes to the plate.
Well, I sure would send him, wouldn't you?
With 2 outs?
2 number, outs when you're number 2
hitter. Number 2 hitter is up.
Yep. Absolutely.
I couldn't
get
agree
him
more.
Get scoring position.
Next up for the Cardinals, number 5, Johnny.
He's got a pretty big lead.
Indians have had 1 runner on in every inning. Got him to third a couple times, just can't push him across the plate. That ball is right to Alex. He underhand flips over to Landon for out number three. So nice job by Bo again.
Another job. Well done, Bo.
Indians get out of there. We're going to the six. Fee, you got to get me some runs. Come on.
Let's go.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
All right, we're back here. Top of the sixth. Indians still looking for their first hit and first run. It's going to happen right now.
It is time.
Right.
They have two chances left.
It's going to happen right now.
And Bo deserves runs. Well, he's pitching. And I like where we are in our batting order.
Leading off, Troy Holman.
Number 11, center fielder, Troy Holman.
Throw with a bunt.
No, he didn't
quite get it out
far
enough. It's a great idea, but he didn't get it in the ground.
Oh, he got out about 8 feet.
Saw Coach Hank come up and talk to him. And
it was a good idea.
Troy shook his head, and he didn't even get it out of the dirt. Just laid it down just soft as could be, and catcher didn't have to go for it. But I think that was no doubt a hit.
Yeah, if he'd get it in the grass, it's a hit.
Yep. Another 8 feet.
Good idea, Troy.
We'd be good shape.
Kale Ramel comes up. Kale takes strike one.
Let's go, Kale.
Still
like I said, Kale hit a bomb his first time right at the right fielder. Would have been a run scoring hit, but no. Pitches. Grounded out to shortstop. His second time up.
Find a gap here, Kale.
Come on, two.
Don't let this
you
be
and Daniel,
your,
one time.
Don't want this to be your last at bat this
oh,
in your career here.
Don't want to talk about that, do we?
No.
Nope.
He's going to bat again. Hope he bats in the seventh.
Bat this inning.
I hope he
ball out.
Whether he bats today or not, I sure do hope he bats next Wednesday.
Three balls, one strike.
Go, Kale.
Hitter's pitch.
We'll take a walk if he's giving it.
Strike on the knees.
Down low.
Right. All right, Kale, come on now. Zone. Come on, Kale.
Full count. Big fella's trying to get on. Get something started here. Give me one of them dirt balls.
Yeah, I think it's coming.
There outside. It is outside. There we go. We got a runner on.
There we go.
We get a runner on base.
Daniel is due for just smash
five,
one in the gap.
Five walks for us.
Yep, that's fifth walk given up.
Fifth walk
by King.
Brings Daniel Patch to the plate. The big senior looking to get a big hit here. Daniel's going to continue his baseball career at Capital, I believe.
Yep.
Well,
wish him all the best.
Yeah, let's hope the young man.
Hopefully, he gets to play in June.
Gets that arm going.
Yep.
After we're done winning the state championship.
Yep.
Now batting with one out, the first baseman number six.
Come on, sixes.
Daniel Patch.
Sage Wendell on deck.
Come on, Big D.
How about a hit here, fellas? Ball low. Boy, you can be picky. Be picky right here.
Yes.
Get that one you absolutely love.
He's not throwing strikes. Let's throw one in the dirt and let it get away there, and Kale can walk over to second.
Popped up. Foul. Out of play.
Right side again. But the first baseman was
one ball, one strike.
100 feet away, so he
wasn't
going to catch
Kale Ramel at first base. And he's trying to get something going here in the sixth.
Go, Daniel.
Still looking for their first hit.
Get it timed up and drive it.
This is our inning.
There goes Kale. Pop foul. Just hitting, under it a little bit twice now.
Hitting around was on.
Squared up here, 66, one time.
Coach trying to get something going.
Yep, he's getting under it and just pushing it to the right side almost every time he makes contact.
Get a guy on his horses, and you never know. If he gets a gapper, you can score him from first.
One ball, two strikes. Daniel trying to square one up here. Just under it a little bit twice. There goes the runner. Pitches high. He doesn't even make a throw down.
Cale standing.
Seven
pitch
stolen bases.
We have seven stolen bases. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Daniel gets you an RBI here right now.
Throw a couple in the
dirt. Give me a base hit here.
Make it nine stolen bases.
This team is overdue.
Yes.
Sixth inning was our magic inning last night.
Here we go, Daniel.
Let's make it again.
Sage has a hit behind you. Let's go.
Two and two, one out.
Get that one you like.
Strike foul. He's battling. He's battling. Yeah.
Hang in there. Hang in there.
Good job, Patchy. Good job.
Good job, Daniel. He'll throw you one you like. Hit it straight.
Hit it.
Pulled it
hard
and foul. Left field line.
Keep battling, 66. Keep battling, baby.
Well, I tell you what, he's thrown a lot of pitches.
Yes,
he has thrown a lot. Because he's walked a lot of batters.
I wonder if they're going to bring him back in.
I wonder if their second guy must just.
The guy's back there warming up. So.
Yeah, they got him warming up. I don't know if they just don't have a lot of faith in him or. Popped out into right field. Right fielder, he's got it.
Foul territory.
Comes and throw. And
that would have been really close.
Yeah. I just don't see any reason to do that.
No reason to.
Base hit, scores him.
Nope. Here we go, Sage.
Sage Wendell comes to the plate.
You have to be on base.
Now batting with two
base
down.
On ball.
Right fielder, number 14, Sage Wendell.
Daniel Patch with a
Let's go,
pop.
Sage. Give Bo a chance to help himself here.
Two, nine.
Let's go, Sage.
Second out. Sage Wendell. Strike right down the middle.
Yep.
Come on, 14. One base hit here.
Need a hit.
Get around this inning. It makes it a whole much easier the next inning.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yep.
So much easier. Just know we can get a
Let's
hit.
Get that two-out rally going. We've had a bunch of them.
Shot right at the second baseman.
Three slides.
Come on, score.
Come
get
on,
it
Kale.
Going.
Come on,
get
Kale.
It coming. Coming, coming. There he goes.
There we go.
Round
boys.
Third, and he heads to home. Kale's in. Sage with a big hit. Not sure if that's an error.
Man, we'll see what
see
they
what
give
they
him.
Give.
I got a feeling they're probably going to give him an error.
Yeah, they got a yipper already.
Yep. I'm okay
but
with that.
We don't care.
I can call it whatever you want
man,
to.
Man, eventually.
E4.
Give us four outs every time. We got to score.
Boy, you would
run.
Think. You would think
now
so.
Bo has a chance to help himself here.
I think he
well, he's
going to
take
Sage.
One pitch because Sage is going to steal Sage.
Yeah, you got to get him a second. You got to try it.
Ground ball. Ground slow ball roller. Slow roller. Boot it. Throw down. Not a good one, but he made a nice scoop.
Wow.
First terrible throw down.
It was a terrible throw.
All right, though, the Indians
got
on the board.
Hey, the Indians got a run. Still looking for a hit, but we got a run. It's 2-1. Indians trailing.
Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looks like first three hitters will be Nolan Keening, Jack Saylor, and Gavin Quellhorst. 3-4-5.
3-4-5.
Bottom of the sixth for the Cardinals, number 11, Nolan Keening.
Big bow throwing the old hook.
Yep.
Strike one, big swing and a miss.
Yep. See if the pitcher's helped himself out first inning, I believe, didn't he?
He's the only guy with RBIs.
He's the guy with two RBIs. Swing and a miss.
Whew.
Took a little off that one. Almost like a changeup there.
Yeah, that was an off-speeder.
Yep. Bo, high heat on the hands one time. Nope, curveball. A little outside.
A little out.
One ball, two strikes. Bottom of sixth. Indians got one more swing.
Yep, and we only have half as many to get.
Tied up. Swing and a miss. Bo has been pretty darn good again.
Yeah, strikeout number seven.
Had one bad inning.
Well, and that's a kid. You know, he was throwing strikes. They just happened to be hitting them where we weren't standing, and that's been about it.
Seven strikeouts for the big fella.
You know, he's good. We just
now
need to help him.
Jack Saylor.
Big Jack Saylor up. Sophomore hits
jammed
it. Jammed him. Big Bo. Go ahead and flip her over to Big Daniel, and that is two outs in the inning.
Check swing. And
all right.
Rolls.
I like it.
We'll take that.
I like
one
it.
One to three.
Let's get out of this mess.
Two down.
Yep.
That brings Gavin Quellhorst to the plate.
What's he done?
Gavin?
He hadn't been
struck
on.
Struck out, and he struck out.
Okay.
Two times.
I was thinking he
two
hadn't
times
been
swinging.
On.
He's an aggressive little guy.
Yeah, seven. He gets up there and he's.
Gavin. He gets up there right
takes
rip.
His cuts.
Yep.
For a freshman.
Yep. Batting lefty.
Left-hander. I'd say by the time he's a senior, he'll be a pretty good hitter.
Strike beautiful two. Pitch.
All right, Bo, let's get this guy and let's
called
get
strike.
In here and get the lead.
Yep. I'd say we bat 10 guys.
Lines in the pitch.
Top of the seventh.
Ground ball right back to Bo. Bo, you did a heck of a job.
Yep.
Now we
got to
get you some runs. Let's go right now. 1-2-3 inning for Bo. Struck out another one. He's got seven strikeouts. Indians trail it 2-1. We'll be right back.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, here we go. Indians got three outs here to get one run to tie this bad boy up. In the top of the seventh inning, Riggs Toby's going to lead us off, followed by Alex Deuce, and then we roll the top.
Swing and a miss.
Riggs, the aggressive right out of the gate, swinging at the first pitch. Strike one. Indians, Fee and I talking, somehow walk, somehow get him over, bun him over.
Yep.
Couple wild pitches, tie this thing up, and not have a hit. That one's way outside
way
for
outside.
A ball. One ball, one strike. Indians with one run in the last inning. Still trail by one, 2-1. Riggs with a ground ball to the third baseman.
Oh,
third baseman gets another cherry
easy.
Hop.
Yes,
and he
sir.
Throws it wide over to first base.
All right. There's our start.
I'm telling you.
There's our start,
I'm
boys.
Telling you.
Here
four
we go,
outs
boys.
Again.
All right, what do we do here?
So an E5 again. Score or gets a guy on. That's their third error of the game.
Alex, get on base again.
This guy over and you take a steal. Take a pitch, let him see you.
Here we go, boys.
I think he like it. He hasn't thrown a good throw down.
I mean, he hasn't thrown a good throw to second yet.
Alex.
There's lays a bunt down.
Oh, that's a good one. Bounce that thing. Throw it away. Throw it away.
Throws it over to first. Gets Alex at first.
Perfect play.
Barely.
But yeah,
a perfect sacrifice
bang,
bunt.
Bang. Nice punt. Nice, very, very nice punt.
Top of the order. Tying run at second base.
All right, Landon. Top of the order. It's time to do your business.
Well, we need a hit, folks. Plain and simple.
I'd say we get five hits.
Tying run over at second base. Five hits. We ain't had one in a game.
Yep.
I guess we're due.
We're due.
I'll take one.
Yeah, I'll take one. Get
a big one right now.
Right now, the Indians got the mojo. They got the bottom of the lineup up. If we can somehow muster a run in here.
Get it running.
Alex hits a rocket.
Right at him.
And he's going to double up.
That's the ball game.
He had to be going on that. Yeah, I mean, that's what he's supposed to
Landon,
do.
Landon, he's got to hang loose. It's a line drive.
Yeah.
Riggs gets thrown out at second.
Tell
that's going
to
do it for
on
the
line
Indians.
Drive. You got to freeze.
Got to freeze.
Man.
So Landon lines out to the second baseman. And our tying run gets picked off a second with Riggs. Tough break for Riggsy out there. And that's going to do it for the Indians. Season and ball game.
Yeah.
They lose 2-1 to the New Bremen Cardinals. We'll be back with a little recap right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
We're back.
All right, we're back here in New Bremen. Going to talk about the sectional championship game. The Indians fall 2-1 here to the New Bremen Cardinals. Cardinals pick up two runs in the bottom of the first inning, and that's all they needed.
That's all they needed.
And the Indians.
It's kind of the way our season's been. Hit a line drive right at the second baseman. One way or the other, that's a base hit, tie ball game.
Yeah.
Instead, it's a double up at second
base. And that's how we end the season.
That's just the way our season's been this year. We just couldn't get that big hit.
First off, we'd like to thank all our sponsors this year for sponsoring the baseball season. And we enjoy bringing it to you. And it was a fun year. We saw some great baseball. We saw some great kids.
Going to miss some great seniors.
Yeah, we're going to lose seven good ones. We're going to lose seven seniors this year. But, gosh dang it, I tell you what, we had a chance tonight. New Bremen knows they are deadly lucky. They gave us four outs in four innings, and we still couldn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, we just couldn't do anything.
Just couldn't take advantage of it. But for the New Bremen Cardinals, they scored two runs on six hits. They struck out seven times. They only had one walk. Boten pitched an absolute stellar game.
Three big errors.
Only stranded two base runners. But that's exactly right, Fee. They had three big errors. They did not have a stolen base. They were hit once.
Nope.
Hitting-wise, nobody had two hits for the New Bremen Cardinals. Aaron Thiemann had a hit. Johnny Heikamp had a hit. And Nolan Keating
the first
had
two innings, right? That's the only hits they had.
And
First three guys got hits, both the first inning and the second
inning. That's exactly right.
Somehow we wiggle out of it in the second inning.
Nolan Keating throws a no-hitter and drives in two runs. What a game for that young man.
That's a pretty good game.
The other guys with hits was Maddox Wells, Caleb Keller, and Carson Keller, the other three hits.
Yep.
And for the Indians, obviously nobody had a hit. We did have six stolen bases. We were also hit by a pitch. We stranded six runners. We walked five times. We struck out five times and only scored one run. But, you know, a good year for the Indians.
It was.
We finished,
it was a good year.
We finished 12-11. Disappointing
when you got two really good pitchers.
I think 12-12, I believe.
12-12 is our final record here this year in the 2023 campaign, and I think the kids had higher hopes. And
yeah, I feel like they knew we had something special here. And then we had two pitchers that were fabulous, and Daniel Patch never did get healed.
Yeah, never.
We could have had three really good pitchers going at him, and, you know.
But,
but if you can't score runs, it don't matter how good you are.
Nolan Ryan can't win you the game.
Yeah, it don't matter how good you are.
You got to get runs across the plate. And that's been the name of the game. We've standard runs all season long, and why should it change here in the tournament?
Yep, but, absolutely.
I tell you what, we enjoyed bringing the game
to
you.
We had a lot of fun.
For Harold Feely and Dave Kemp and Neil Spencer, thanks for listening
to
Fort Recovery Radio.
I'm going to run through the sponsors.
All right,
you got it, buddy.
Yep, Brick Street Tavern, Fort Recovery Insurance, Fowler Mechanical, Hastings Auto, Fort Camp Excavating, Reisner Energy, lost my track. Oh, and BU Florist, CGS Consulting, Tin Cupboard, K&L Tractors, Cop Pharmacy, Miracle Lanes, Wayne IGA, B&D Contracting, Cooper Farms, Hull Brothers, and Wangler Hardware. Want to thank Bob and Dave and Fee for helping out and doing the announcing, and Jerry Byram helping out from time to time, and Tom Galdine, the all-star, putting the lineup in the book every game for us. Yeah, it's awesome. So, yep, we appreciate you guys helping out, and we'll be back, I guess, in the fall with football. And we appreciate all of you guys listening. This game will be in the archives later on tonight sometime. So we'll be back next fall.
Been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.